Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to cover Zupa Nova, Z-U-P-A-N-O-V-A. Its two members consist of Rossell Cooks and Davey Brown, and they performed live at Mayfest 2023. They're the top 40 EDM and hip-hop music group, and it was amazing. These guys are amazing live. I'll have to cover charity events. This was a charity event giving a shout-out to all the caregivers, and Rossell is actually a caregiver, so why don't we hear what he has to say about that.
His name again is Rossell Cooks.
So the reason why Zupa Nova is here at the Mayfest, it's a festival that's benefiting California caregivers. And I'm actually a part-time caregiver myself. I've been a caregiver since 2012. And so Zupa Love is one of those songs we want to spread love to all the caregivers and just to people out there in the world. Just recently, I was taking care of a dear friend of mine, Marty Cole, who's a 7-time cancer survivor. And he unfortunately lost a battle to cancer a couple weeks ago. And so we just finished the music video, and we're putting it in his memory and dedicating it to him. And so this is for Marty Cole and all the caregivers out there that are working hard to do a good service.
All right, let's get right down to the interview with Zupa Nova, who also collaborates with other artists.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. We're here with
Rossell,
Davey Brown,
Jacopo.
Right, so you guys collaborated on a song called Don't Think, right? Yes, right. So I'm going to tell you what my interpretation is, because I've been in lots of relationships, and when people talk, they're arguing, but they're not talking about the same thing.
Right.
It's totally different. So I think the philosophy from you guys is just roll a blunt,
Yeah. Don't
think, and Right. Just have a good time and
exactly. All
the arguing, right?
Exactly. All the drama.
Is that right?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You got to just ride that wave.
Yeah. Right. No okay, drama. So I've seen you guys with a guitar, and you guys were doing a little bit to that song.
Yeah.
So there's no guitar here. Can you do it like a 30-second bit of Don't Think?
I like the, I love the, I want the pressure. Give it to me now, now. I touch you, I hold you, put in the effort. Give it to me now, now. I like the, I love the, I want the pressure. Give it to me now, now. I touch you, I hold you, put in the effort. Give it to me now, now. And don't think when you're rolling with me and we're smoking on trees and we're feeling so free. And don't think when we're posted outside and you're on my side, baby, you're my vibe. Don't think she pushed me on the unfair bag. Get wild, don't know how to act. Don't think. Ain't gonna flinch, ain't gonna blink. Got me peeking, baby, got me on the brink.
Don't think.
Wow,
baby,
man.
She a shooter.
That was awesome, man.
All right, let's hear a little more from Davey Brown.
So you grew up here in Southern California, right?
Yeah, we all do, yeah.
Right. Your father is the Latin star, right?
My dad was a multi-instrumentalist.
So you basically had no choice but to be doing what you're doing, right?
Yeah, it was just more like a lifestyle. It was, rather than like a hobby, it's just something that I was just kind of born into. And a lot of times there's toys around, there's things to play with, and my toys was just a bunch of instruments laying around.
Right. So you basically had no choice. You had to do it because it was so you never had a paper route or worked at McDonald's or Walmart or anything like that?
When I was 15 and a half, I got a worker's permit. I had a job at Burger King for a little bit. I was trying to save up and like get a guitar and buy some other stuff, kind of have like some of my own instruments that I paid for myself.
Awesome. Now, let's hear a little bit from Jacopa.
How about you?
I'm similar in a way to Davey because, when I was a kid, my parents gave me little toys and I just throw them away and be like, this is no fun. But when I found a guitar, I banged on the piano. That's how I started. Those were the toys that was fun to me as a child. So that part's funny because I've just been doing music like that since a kid. I think, we're similar on that aspect. We just make music. That's just what's fun, you know?
All right, let's hear from the caregiver himself, Rossell Cooks.
How did you get started? Do you play instruments or you just
I'm more of a songwriter. I got into music early on, just being inspired by it. I connected with Will.i.am. Me and him were friends early on, and he brought me in their circle, and that's how I really got into the music game. My thing is more of writing, Okay. Singing, and rapping.
And you're the one who introduced Fergie to the Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
She had to do something with all that junk inside her trunk, right?
Yeah, we both went to the same high school together, and so I was working working with them already. And I was like, you gotta meet them. And she was like, I love the Black Eyed Peas. And so she came through, and they were just so happened to be recording Where's the Love at the time. And she came in at the right time to hop on that record.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Okay, so your song Pop Pop.
Yes.
Put your hands in the air and do the top, top. Yeah. What's the last line of that? It says, put your hands on your ass and do the drop, drop.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
She might blow up,
yeah,
and, but we never go pop.
Right, right.
So an additional verse, I think, it could be, go to Supernova official merch and do some shop, shop.
Oh, yeah.
All right, shop, so that brings me back. So you guys have merchandise, right?
Yeah, that's coming
and
real soon. And
you guys were at a fashion show, right?
Right,
and did
right.
you actually participate in, and you walked.
Yeah, we walked.
You didn't hire someone to do it. You guys did it yourself, right?
We've done runway a few times.
Yeah, we've done some, we've done something.
We've done runway in Fashion Week New York and Madison Square Garden, Fashion Week in LA, Hollywood. So it's kind of been all
Singapore.
Over. Oh, yeah, Singapore as well.
Yeah.
Girlfriends, married?
Single.
Single?
Single, ready to mingle.
Plural.
Huh?
Plural.
Plural. Because I was wondering, man, getting all the attention you get, how could you just be with one person? That would be so tough.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even famous, and I'm single now, and it's ridiculous.
Right?
I went dancing last night.
Nice.
I brought my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
My other ex-girlfriend was nearby, and this chick I met at some other place, she happened to show up.
Hey,
and I was just
I think I kind of know that feeling because my ex-girlfriend is here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any official merchandise now? You said it's coming.
Yes, it's coming. So we already got samples for our merchandise, and then we'll probably be releasing it in the next couple weeks.
Right.
We have a whole black and white catalog as well. If you go on ZupanovaOfficial.com, you can see there's about 30, 40 pieces up right now.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope. So who designs that stuff?
We do,
So I was doing all the black and white stuff, and then we're also doing a collab with some other people, so that's going to be up soon as well.
You guys collab with a lot of people. How did you end up hooking up with him?
Now, Davey Brown is going to explain how they hooked up with Yacopa.
So we were under the same label, same management kind of thing, and he just hit me up one day. He was like, hey, I know you do some reggae stuff, and I got this guy, and he does reggae stuff. He's big in the islands. And so we just linked up, and it was just too easy.
And you were ready to go with them, huh?
Yeah. We made Don't Think. That was the first thing we did, yeah.
So you guys are probably, because you guys have been doing it for a while, I'm sure young people look up to you guys as actual role models. Do you guys feel a responsibility to that and to help the other young kids level up?
Definitely we do, because we have kids that are literally going out there singing our songs and performing them. You take that in mind. You're conscious about it, but at the same time, you don't let it hinder your own creativity. We still do what we want, but at the same time, we're aware that we have a large audience that listens to our music.
Give me an example.
We'll perform, right now, the kids that were performing Synergy, we would perform with them sometimes, and they would come out and sing some of the songs, rap some of the songs.
Yeah. We've also done mentorship programs with ambition.org, and that's helping the underprivileged youth in the general Los Angeles area. We've definitely done a lot of work with the kids. It's just one of those things where when we're making music, like he was saying, we don't want to necessarily making music specifically for kids or for a certain audience. We're kind of just doing our own thing as artists and just kind of putting ourselves out there. So on one degree, we're not one dimensional. So we like to do party songs. We like to do love songs. We like to do a little bit of everything. Everybody just gets a little bit of taste, and hopefully they can relate.
Right. So inspiration for your songs. I know when you're young and you're struggling, you're rapping about that, but now you're getting a little more successful. Where do you get your new material from, basically?
I mean, the new material just flows. It's just something that as long as there's new music, then there's new inspiration in a sense. And so
it could be anything, anytime, experience, a feeling, just trying to change the mood or with the mood. At this point, it just comes so naturally, and it's just part of life. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's part of a vibe. And so let's say, if you have some music going and it's looped out and you just kind of get that vibe, sometimes that music is going to remind you of your past, or it's going to remind you of something that happened yesterday, or it's going to give you something new that you haven't thought about. You're just kind of vibing with the track. It's not necessarily something that you go in with the mindset of I'm gonna do this exact idea that I have all figured out. You're just kind of rolling with the punches and whatever vibes in that moment.
Right, so last question. So someone who wants to do what you do, they don't have access to you, they're maybe listening to my podcast, damn, I wanna do what they do. How do I get into it?
Get spiritual and do math.
I say it's all about who you surround yourself with. The five people that you surround yourself with are the most important, or where you're gonna go. They're gonna connect you and refer you to who you need to be connected with to manifest the things you wanna do.
20,000 hours of failing forward.
That's right. You have to fail your way to success, right? Exactly. All right. Hey, man, I super appreciate this.
Okay. We appreciate you greatly.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
So we've heard from Rossell Cooks, Davy Brown, and someone they collaborate with, which is Jacopa. They also collaborate with a Brazilian superstar named Aria Brazil. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm here with the beautiful and talented
Aria Brazil. Thank you.
Right. So you sing on the song Pop Pop, correct?
Yes.
So I'm watching that, and you're from Brazil?
Yes, I'm from Brazil.
Okay, so what language are you singing in? Is it Portuguese or is it Spanish or what is
Portuguese.
It?
Portuguese.
So it is Portuguese.
Yes, Portuguese.
Okay. You're a very good singer, but the clothes and everything was pretty, from a guy's point of view, pretty hot.
Thank you. Yeah. That's how we go. That's how we roll in Brazil.
Did you pick out your own outfit for that?
I had help from Mary.
Yeah, we had a stylist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did you hook up with Zupanova?
I met them like over 10 years ago
through Will.i.am.
Everything kind of goes through Will.i.am. How did you even get into the business to begin with?
Well, singing was always my dream. I started to sing back in Brazil.
What's in store for you for the future?
Yes, I go to Brazil on Tuesday and we're shooting for music videos there.
Long story short, with the backstory, Will.i.am was basically picked her up and brought her over to us to do like production team for her. You know, we've done like maybe 10 songs together.
And you wrote two songs too.
Yeah. We just all got in the studio, started vibing, and started spitting out songs one after another. Next thing you know, we're performing on stage together.
Right. Isn't it? Wasn't there some verse about you guys were talking about her, where like you didn't know what she was saying or something like that? Wasn't there a verse like that?
Yeah. There's, sounding freaky, don't know what she's saying.
Yeah. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, not only that, but when you were talking about Portuguese earlier, there's actually a verse that I'm singing on Pop Pop where I'm singing in Portuguese that she wrote.
Okay.
I didn't even know what she was saying at the time, and we just kind of had an idea, we just had to trust her, and she translated it all for us.
All right. I was watching the video, you know, I was jamming on these guys, and all of a sudden, there's another pretty girl right there. You guys did a kiss or something, right?
Yes. With him and the girl.
Okay, so. Because I was like watching him going, bah, bah. I go, did she just kiss that girl?
Yeah, that was her idea, by the way.
Oh, that wasn't scripted? You just did it like on the fly?
Yeah.
It just happened.
It happened. I was like, why not?
I really appreciate you taking time out for this interview.
Thank you.
So she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Hey, I understand you guys just released a new song just 2 days ago. What's the name of that?
The song is called Zupa Love.
And who wrote that? Or did it write itself?
It kind of wrote itself, but yeah, it was me and Rossell.
What's the name of it again?
Zupa Love.
And where can they find it?
You can find it everywhere, worldwide.
Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, iTunes, anywhere, YouTube Music.
All right, awesome.
We are Zupa Nova. We are glad to be here, honored to support the California caretakers of America.
All right. Thank you, Supernova. Now let's end this podcast with a celebration to the California caregivers.
It's a new day. Let's celebrate. Put up your glass. Put down your hate. And everything else that divides us. For the spark of the light of change.